So I just want to talk about why you should always be careful who you hang around with. That's the topic today. Why should you be careful who you hang around with? Now, I'm sure that you guys already know this topic. Of course, you know, just like Dan Pena said, and I'll show me your friends and I'll show you your future. Pretty much the same thing. Why you should always be careful who you hang around with is very important when it comes down to your success. Because the people you hang around with can determine your future. Why you should always be careful is because there's a lot of people, and I'm talking about a lot of people, whether you grew up like me or you grew up different than me, but there's always going to be that one person in your group that will try to get you in trouble. And there's always that person in the group that, if he doesn't get you in trouble, he would try to lead you into trouble. Now, of course, you don't see it that way. Of course, you don't see it as if he's a bad person, but he or she may do, you know, crazy things that doesn't pertain to your success, but it might be crazy, it might be fun, it might be, you know, a little wild, but at the end of the day, you already know that that shit could get you in trouble, right? So, of course, you want to be nice to your friend and you want to be nice to your family, relative, or whoever is, you know, that wild. Of course, you want to be nice to them, but also you want to get away from them. Because I had multiple times, and I have a lot of family and friends that are like that. In fact, I used to hang around with nothing but my family and friends that were nothing, that they were all like that. They all had some bad intentions, or they were all wild, or, you know, they all wanted to do something crazy that will either get us hurt, get us killed, or get us in trouble. And, you know, there was a point in my time where I would go out and say, fuck it, I'm gonna go do it, you know. But I wasn't thinking about any consequences or anything. I was just living my life moment by that moment. And I wasn't aware of my future, and I wasn't aware of my success being jeopardized by the people that I hung around with. But I want to give you guys a story on a couple things that, you know, happened to us as we hanged around with the wrong crowd. Well, I have a lot of stories because, like I said, my life growing up wasn't the best, but we've always did some stupid stuff. And one of the things that we would do, I remember being 10 years old. It was about like 10 or 11 years old. But we lived in this apartment complex in Montclair, California. And we were right off the street from the Montclair Plaza. And we had a bunch of apartment friends. You know, when you live in apartments and you're 10 years old, you find another kid or a group of kids that hang around the apartments and they play and whatnot, right? So we had a group of friends and we used to play out, you know. But there was this game that we used to play called Follow the Leader. And of course, you might see it in a different way, but look, the game that we would play is Follow the Leader. Now, it wasn't running around in the park or on the grass or whatever. My brother and my friend's brother were the oldest, so we would always follow them first to start. And I remember as we were all following, I was always the one in the back because you know, I wanted to, I didn't want to go first, you know, and go follow the leader first. I was the one in the back just observing everybody and doing everything last. So there was one, there was a couple times, so this is how I would start. They would start off at the apartments by someone's, by the parking lot, right? And then we'll go in order and we'll follow the leader. So there's two leaders. My brother would lead first, or Omar would lead first, which was my friend's older brother. And then they would switch off every like 5 to 10 minutes. But say my brother would lead, so then everybody would follow. We would go, my brother would go over, he would jump a fence, and we would all have to jump that fence. And then there's a brick wall. My brother would jump up the brick wall, climb up the brick wall, and jump down the brick wall. And then however he would do it, with like no hands, jumping off with no hands, or like jumping straight from the top, we would all have to do that. And there's multiple times where, you know, some of these followers, they jumped off the wall or they jumped off the fence and they ate shit, you know. But they got up and they kept doing it again. They kept following. They kept in order. They kept in line. So then Omar would switch off and he was a little bit crazier. So then we would jump. So then I remember there was one time where he climbed up one of the apartment trash bins, you know, the big trash ones. Climbed up, jumped in the trash, jumped back out, and then everybody followed. And then from the trash, the little trash unit that's right there where everybody dumps their trash, is connected to the garages. So as he jumped out of the trash bin, jumped back up, he climbed the freaking garage to the top. So we were on top of the garage on the roof, and everybody would do it. And now, of course, I was there too. So then from the garage on the other side, we will run across the other side. And it was kind of like parkour before parkour was invented. From the garage, you would see Omar just jump off the whole roof, all the way down to the ground. And everybody's all hesitating to do it, just jumping off the whole freaking one-story garage building. Omar would do it like nothing. Then goes my brother like nothing. And then all the followers, one by one, just fucking jumping off, eating shit. And then there I go, just hesitating, just looking down, just, you know, I was scared of heights before, but now, you know, facing that fear was jumping off a garage. You know, I faced that fear, so backed up, took a deep breath, started running, and just jumped off, landed on my feet, did a roll, and then we kept going. But there was one time where the follower was following the leader, and I forgot what was his name, but we did some crazy shit, and I think it's like we ran across the street in like the busy highway, like we played like dodge the car or something. I forgot what it was, but this dude ended up getting really hurt. And you know, I think after that, we kind of slowed down on playing that game because somebody really got hurt. And to be honest, like, nobody actually wanted to play that game anymore. You know, because the way we would play it, it was very dangerous. So, luckily, it wasn't me, but when he got hurt, everybody pretty much just ran, and we kept going. Like, if you got hurt in that game, you have to keep going. you could help the person, but if he doesn't need the help and he's just like, go, 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 like, I'm done playing, like, you have to keep going, you know. And I think that that game really toughened us up, but also it showed us that, you know, if your friend jumps off a fucking garage building, are you gonna do it, you know? And that's where I remember my mom, she would say these metaphors, like, if your friend jumps off a fucking bridge, would you do it? It's like, yeah, when we used to play Follow the Leader, yeah, that's what we would have to do, you know. But as I grew older, I started realizing that, you know, there's some people out there that will get you into trouble by, you know, getting you involved in a gang, trying to lead you to join a gang, trying to lead you to steal from a, you know, from the store, or rob a liquor store and whatnot. You know, there's people that will lead you, that will say that they're your friend, that will lead you, you know, to some serious trouble. And it will impact and it will affect your future. And if you're an entrepreneur like I am, that wants to succeed and, you know, wants a nice house and wants a nice yacht in the back, wants a nice car, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 cars, you know, wants to go out not having to worry about no price tag, you know, wants to make a name for himself and leave behind a legacy. If that's something like you, you got to be careful who you hang around with. Thank you.